good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks, publisher with Wall Street Reporter. And today I am speaking with Peter Fowler. He is the CEO of Westminster Group PLC, which trades on the London Exchange. The stock symbol is WSG. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Jack. Well, good afternoon from the UK. Good morning where you are.
Yes. Peter, can you share with our audience your company's unique focus in the international security industry?
Sure. Well, Westminster Group primarily is a provider of niche products and services in niche parts of the world. And what I mean by that is we focus on things such as pipeline security, border security, diver detection, sonar, things of that nature, in parts of the world where there's high need but not a sophisticated indigenous security industry. So our focus is very much in places like Africa, Middle East, Far East, South America, and places like that. We're not a manufacturer. Sorry?
Okay, and is that where all the real growth is in that part of the world right now for the security products and services?
Well, I think we're lucky enough to work in an industry, frankly, that's got tremendous growth potential and unlikely to see a downturn anywhere in the world. But the areas of focus that we're primarily looking at that I just mentioned, of course, have particular growth potential in them.
And as an example, what do you actually do?
As I say, we're not a manufacturer. We're primarily a solutions provider, a systems integrator. So we will take a client's particular need, a particular problem, and develop a solution by bringing together various technologies. Take a border detection solution, for instance. We'll bring several different manufacturers' products together to create a solution.
Okay, and can you give us a typical customer that you've worked with recently that would sort of help illustrate that point?
Yeah, I think probably the best way is just give you some examples of recent contracts we've been awarded. So we recently just announced the contract to protect a satellite base in Nigeria, which is a very specialized perimeter detection solution that can detect anybody attempting to climb or tunnel under a fence. And we can protect up to 80 kilometers with our detection system and pinpoint exactly where something is happening without any electronics or power in the field. So that's pretty unique. Another contract that we've just been awarded is to protect a dam on the River Nile in Egypt. This is to protect the dam against divers or craft coming down the Nile, getting close to the dam. But also, strangely enough, they were worried about floating jetsam. So we've developed a net system that has a fiber optic core and can tell you if anybody's attacking the fence or if, in fact, there's debris building up. We can tell you exactly where on the fence it is.
I would think that your business, providing these security solutions in the Middle East or Africa is a pretty good business.
Absolutely so. And go on.
You have a unique approach. From what I understand, is that you use a local. You're based in the UK, but all your business comes from local partners in all these countries. Can you share with us how that works and how scalable your strategy is?
Well, that's a good point. Actually, our business model has been to develop a network of agents and partners around the world. We have over 80 agents in over 40 countries now, and they're very critical. They provide the in-country intelligence and logistics and everything else you need to work in these parts of the world. But equally and very importantly, they provide the local manpower. So that makes us a very scalable business. We can carry out numerous large-scale projects around the world simultaneously with relatively few directly employed staff. We provide the project management, the technical expertise, but the local agent provides all the local manpower for running cables and screwing things to the wall and so forth. So it's a very cost-effective and scalable way of operating. I'll give an example. At the moment, we're doing a major contract for Juba Airport in southern Sudan. It's a $4.7 million contract. We have two of our staff working there and about 40 local people from our agents. So it just shows how scalable the business can be.
That's very interesting. Can you give us just a snapshot of like your company history and you know how the business has progressed in terms of sales and earnings over the past couple of years?
Sure. Well, the business grew from being a traditional security business, you know, an alarm CCTV surveillance type business located in the UK. Back in 1996, I did a management buyout of the business. In 2000, we sold off most of that traditional side of the business to concentrate on international business. It took us a few years to build up the international base that I was talking about. Our client base, incidentally, is primarily governments and government agencies, military, NGOs such as the UN and the World Food and people like that, and large blue chips like oil companies and so forth around the world. In terms of our development, we're still fairly micro cap, of course. We have doubled our revenues every year for the last 3 years. We did about 5.5 million sterling last year in turnover and about 200K in profits. But that's not really telling the story. If I told you we have a current quote bank of something like £300 million pounds sterling, you can see the potential growth that we're building up. And the point there is many of our contracts are long-term, so they take quite a long time to come to fruition. So we have quite now a big head steam of potential work flowing ahead of us.
Okay, so that's very interesting. So essentially your business model, I mean, you've built, I guess, a platform or a foundation for this growth. You've built out this global footprint of agents, and you have this technical expertise in-house.
Absolutely.
So you've proven your model, and you're able to now scale it up. You're saying that you have quotes out for about $300 million. Is that pounds?
Sterling, pounds, yes.
Sterling, okay. So that's real money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Well, I don't know where we are today, but about $4.5 million, $450 million, put it that way.
Right. What percent? Now, those are quotes, so I'm assuming you're not going to get all of that business. But what?
Well, I'd be a very happy CEO if that all came in, but of course that's unrealistic. The point is, it's a very substantial base. So even if we pick up over the next year or two, 10% of that's a very, very substantial amount to work from.
Typically, what percentage of sort of your bids out there have you been able to close?
Typically, at the moment, we've been closing about 2%. That's a fairly low number, but then, as I was saying, it's a build-up process. We've spent the last few years getting the infrastructure in place,
right?
Getting the the name of Westminster firmly fixed with many of these government agencies around the world. Now I think we're in a position to start seeing and capitalizing on the potential growth.
Okay, so you think as we go forward, we can see like a higher percentage. Closing ratio, if you will, on the pipeline.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what separates you from some of the competition in the space? I mean, again, you're kind of you have this global footprint. What is it? How is it that you're able to compete with some of the other global players out there?
I think one of the key issues that we talked about is this network of agents that we have around the world. We have now a very large footprint, if you like, of actual feet on the ground and agents around the world in many areas that we're focusing in that most of our competition does not have. Even the larger organizations, and I'm not comparing ourselves with TALIS or BAE or anything like that, but many of those organizations do not have the local footprint, the local contacts that we have. Plus,
that's
the fact
really
we are.
Niche.
That's our niche, I think, and the fact that we are very, very scalable. You know, as I explained to you, it makes us a quite an attractive proposition, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So, can you tell us about your background and some of the key members of your management team?
Sure, I've been in the security industry now for 38 years, so I think I've pretty well served my apprenticeship here. I have a very experienced board. Our chairman is Sir Malcolm Ross. He's former head of the Royal Household of the Queen of England, ex-military guy, very well known around the world. My finance director is ex-finance director of Cable and Wireless. Another one of our non-execs is Michael Pakenham, who's Joint Intelligence Committee chairman. So we have a very experienced senior team. My middle management team are all well-served military and security people, British military and British security industry people.
Mm-hmm. And so can you tell us, like, what's your growth strategy and what do you see Westminster Group looking like in about 3 years? What can investors expect?
Okay, well, I as I've intimated, I think we have substantial organic growth ahead of us. The quote bank I mentioned is real. It's a purge growth quote bank. So I think we've got massive organic growth. But on top of that, this is a great time to look at strategic acquisitions, and we do have one or two in our sights at the moment. It's a good time for consolidation in this industry. So we're looking for growth by acquisition, growth by organic growth, and where are we going to be in 3 years' time? I think we're going to be a magnitude of 10 times where we are now, easily.
Okay. So the company could be doing, I think you're doing 5 million in sterling right now, yes?
Yeah, I would like to see us, north of 50 million turnover in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Easily.
With what kind of profitability?
I think we'll see about 10 to 12%.
10 to 12%, okay. Let's, Peter, if we can just, sum up. I mean, I think you've given us some interesting points here. But in your opinion, what is the key reason that investors should consider Westminster Group today?
I think we're at the stage where investment now is a good time. We got substantial growth ahead of us. We have an excellent reputation around the world. We've built a platform from which we can grow substantially, and we have a good management team.
Okay, great. Well, Peter, we look forward to following your progress in the months ahead, and thank you for joining us.
Jack, good to talk to you. Thank you.